Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. welcome to another ministry encounter here on God's Tzedakah Radio. It has been a while. We have been off the air. We'll share at a later date, but we are back. So what is God's Tzedakah Radio? We are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry streaming live various days during the week where God's glory is our agenda. Always was, always will be. We are redefined, restored, and renewed. God's Tzedakah Radio, the comeback. We are in the comeback stages. Who is your hostess with the mostest? I am Lady Nancy here giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God's Tzedakah Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry you are in. God's Tzedakah Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You are welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Press 1 to speak to me. I am your host. Our theme in Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Today, God's Tzedakah Radio is bringing back one of our awesome, awesome guests that we have had a few years ago by way of New Jersey, Pastor Dale Cicero. God bless you, man of God. Thank you.
Bless you. All of you. What's going on, Nancy? How are you?
I'm wonderful. One of my friends who never forgot about me, always stays in touch. Love you so much, and thank you for being here with me. The floor is yours. Our theme and how we introduce has not changed. Give your hellos, your God bless you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, what's going on, everybody? I am Pastor Dale Cicerone of the Next Level Living Word Ministries, the Kingdom Church located 124 Newark, New Jersey. And I am just so excited to be here, a husband of one wife, a father
That's
of four
right.
beautiful children. And I'm the founder, CEO, director of a wonderful choir by the name of Optimistic for Christ, which this year will be making 15 years of being in music ministry. And we're so excited about that. So plug in July the 23rd. All roads will be leading to New Jersey. More details will follow in regards to that. Just a young man that loves the Lord and just love to have a good time. An advocate for the young people, love the youth, love dealing with the youth department. And again, I am just so excited to be with you, Nancy, and all of the listeners that are listening right now.
Amen. It has been, I think, about 3 years or so, maybe. But you came with us in the beginning stages when we first started. And, oh, my gosh, the growth has just been amazing, all the different people and how I've stayed in contact with so many different people. I know our interview is about you, but for those who didn't know, Pastor Daryl Coley was my co-host for a little over a year. Here on God's Tzedakah Radio. So before we continue, we just want to give accolades to an awesome man of God who was here with me, dedicated his time with me 2 days a week when he came, and it has been a blessing. We appreciate who he was, and I had an opportunity to meet him. I'm sure it's all over the airways. It's been, you know, tweeted, Facebook, all kind of information on the radio. So we do want to pay homage to this awesome man of God who had an opportunity to be here with us, and many have talked with him. He has shared with us. It is just amazing. So we just say God bless his family as they mourn and grieve through this time, and we just thank
Absolutely.
Everybody so much for taking the time to encourage him when he was going through and never forgetting about him, letting him know that we were thinking about him. I'm going to start crying, so let me just continue. But we thank you because it is just, it's been a blessing to him being a co-host with me on God's Tzedakah Radio. It's been absolutely amazing. Now, Pastor Cicerone, share with me. I know there's elevation in the atmosphere. You are... Well, last time you were here with me, we had a ball. I mean, I appreciate everyone who comes on here because they're always not sure what it's going to be like when they come with me. But I was listening prior to coming back on, and the laughter that comes through the airways as well as the anointing of God, the ministry itself. Just absolutely amazing. Please share, you know, what God has been doing with the ministry, within yourself, the growth, the group, everything. Just give us whatever it is you want to give us on today.
Well, again, like you said, it's been about 3 years since we've been here. And, yes, elevation has taken place in my life. And I can only just say to God be the glory, I am now a pastor. Amen. We just celebrated 1 year in January, our 1 year anniversary in January. We'll be celebrating my pastoral anniversary / Founders Week on the first week of June. So, I mean, time is just flying. It is really not. I still can't believe it's about to be a year already. I am under Bishop Hezekiah Walker, amen, with the PCJC Church. Amen. From the late great Bishop Kenneth Mole Sr., the founder of the Pentecostal Church of Jesus Christ. And, again, it's just been an amazing journey now pastoring a group of young people. And it's been great. Our services are every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And our weekly Bible study, Work the Word Bible study, is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And God has been really tremendously blessing us in the midst of this journey. The choir is getting ready to release our next project. So y'all keep your fingers crossed. We're looking, shooting for the fall of this year. Our single will be out next month in April, titled I'm Not Defeated. And then the second single should be released in the summer of I Will Rejoice. And, again, like I said, I'm just excited about a lot of the things that God is doing. And I'm just grateful to be in the right place at the right time with him. Everything we would want to do in our timing is not always God's timing. So we know that all this is in God's timing, will always come out perfectly because we actually recorded about 2 years ago, but unfortunately we wasn't able to release the project due to some, you know, back-end business that wasn't handled correctly. So the recording hasn't been sitting on the shelf, but now that we got everything in order, now we're getting ready to put everything back out there because so many people have been asking, like, what happened? You know, y'all did the recording. It was such a blessing. Now we're waiting for the project. And so we're just excited to announce that we're back on the ball of things. And so very shortly, we'll have everything all out there for the listening ears.
Amen, amen. Oh, well, share with us about what's happening. I know I had an opportunity to see some of the videos of the ordination and everything, but what is it within you that sought your absolute yes that you still have in your spirit concerning God and what he wants to do with you in ministry?
It was, I'll be honest with you, it was never a desire for me to start ministry, to ever pastor. I just love to do what I do for the kingdom of God. When he saved me and delivered me from the things that I used to do, I just had the desire just to go totally, wholeheartedly after whatever he would have for me. If I had a choice, I don't know if I would pastor. I think I would be good as a choir director and continue to travel with O4C. But I always did say this. I mean, it's been prophesied over me that God is calling you to pastor. It's your time to lead. It's your time, you know, to do this and do that. And, you know, for some of us, when we hear prophecy, we're gone. We're running with it, and we're not looking back. I took it, and, you know, I received it, and I said, well, you know, if it be God's will, and this is the way I was with it, Nancy, is that if it be God's will, he would talk to my leader first. Then my leader will be the one to release me and say, the Lord spoke to me and told me it's your time to go. Then and only then was I going to step out into that mantle or into that platform of pastoring. And that's just how God did it. One night we did our first, I hosted the first fourth Sunday night service at the church, at Emmanuel Baptist Church, with my pastor, Reverend Gerard Hart. And it was such a tremendous blessing. I mean, it was packed. So many people were there. It was such a tremendous outpouring of God's Spirit in that place. And then the next day, I put on Facebook some decisions I have to make, but want to make it in God's timing. And then my pastor, a few minutes later, called me. He said, hey, bro, you okay? I said, yeah, I'm good. He said, okay, you sure? I said, yeah, I'm great. He said, okay, because I've been meaning to talk to you. I said, what's up? You're like, the Lord told me to tell you that it's time for you to go. He says, I'm releasing you to go ahead and start your church. And God showed me that you will not be taking over another church. This will be a church that you'll be starting on your own and give the vision that God and use the vision that God has given you. And so I'm sitting on the phone like, is this guy serious? Like, wait a minute. Like, wait, slow down. Like, all this at one time. And so it happened like that, and we spoke. And how Bishop Walker came into the picture was that a week later, I get a message from his administrator saying, Bishop needs to meet you right away. Can you come to the church Tuesday? And I'm like, what? Hezekiah Walker? What do you mean, who? Me? I said, okay, what's this about? So perfect timing. I had to preach in Brooklyn anyway, literally down the street from his church. So I said, well, it works out perfectly because I'll be in Brooklyn down the street preaching at a church, so I'll come. And that's when he had, that's when J.J. Harrison had released his album, and they were doing their tour, and they stopped at Bishop Walker's church. And so I said, I'll come, you know, right after the service. And lo and behold, I got there as soon as it was over. We sat down. Bishop sat with me and my wife and said, this has been on my spirit for the longest, ever since we sung in Connecticut with the choir. And he said, it's been pressing upon me. He said, you've been in my dreams. You've been in my spirit. And I cannot rest no longer until I release this word to you. The Lord said, it's time for you to pastor. I said, what? He said, as clear as day, the Lord spoke to me to tell you that it's time for you. And you got to do this quickly because the Lord is getting ready to do a quick work in your life, in your wife's life. He said, the success of your family and your ministry will be in this next move that you make. And I was like, wow. I said, well, Bishop, my pastor just released me last week to go ahead and start to church. And it was like a big relief off of him. He was like, oh, wow, thank you, Holy Ghost. And he began to pour into me, man. I mean, pour into me, like had me and my wife like in tears in the office, like, wow. I can't believe this is happening. And then right as he was speaking, the Lord said that he shall be your covering. And then I put it out there. I said, well, Bishop, since we at this juncture, will you cover me? He said, I would be honored to cover you. And this is how we came. I was a little reluctant of doing it because I didn't want people to think, oh, he just did it because he got his choir and his music and he's going to use Bishop Walker to try to catapult his music ministry. You know, how people could talk and stuff like that. But I'm like, you know, you know, but I'm like, you know, if this be God, regardless to whomever I was to come up under, if the Lord's will is upon my music ministry to catapult to that level, he'll do it. Can't no man take glory or credit from it, you know. And so, and Bishop Walker has been, he has been the extreme best. I mean, calls me, reaches out to me, makes sure things are in place. He did my ordination. So everything has just been lovely, 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 lovely. I have no complaints at all.
I know that's right. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I had an opportunity to watch some of the clips that were streaming on Facebook. And, you know, again, thank you for staying in touch even with me. You know, when we get a chance to talk every now and again, just happy for you, happy for the things of God that are going forth. I love to see people in the ministry just going forth, you know. And I know just by chatting with you, I never personally met you yet, but I've had an opportunity to, you know, we've talked and we've shared, and that God's going to do exactly what needs to be done. And your music ministry is off the chain anyway. I mean, the song I was playing in the beginning, that is one of my favorite songs. And I often sit and think about, you know, the ministry that comes through what you do and looking forward to the new stuff. I'm just off the chain. When I first found you, I was just very elated and delighted to meet you via, you know, internet and talk with you and have you back. And I was so glad that you just even accept so quickly. So God is doing what he got to do. We are in the season where the real kingdom of God is going to stand up and do what needs to be done, regardless of what anybody's done in their past. We can be forgiven. We can change our ways. That's what repenting is about, and just doing what we got to do. Share with us about your focal point at this present moment. Being in ministry now, a pastor, being over the people, share with me your concerns and your struggles, if any, now that you are in this position.
Well, the theme of our church is empowering lives, transforming minds. And that was something the Lord had gave me, even with the name of the church, Next Level Living Word Ministries. And that's my focal point, is helping this generation get to that next level of teaching, next level of learning, next level of worship and praise. My focal point is really with this generation today, just to empower them and to allow them to know that, listen here, because you're saved does not mean you can't have fun. Just because you're saved does not mean that you can't partake in certain things that won't compromise who you are and whose you are. We have this this mindset to saying that if I don't have a suit, I can't come to church, or if I don't have a dress, I can't come to church. And so to kind of break that monotony and that mindset of thinking for the people, because our church is literally in the hood. We are in the hood. So we know that winning them to come is not going to be with the suit, shirt, and tie when they're just used to wearing jeans and sneakers or jeans and Tims. You understand what I'm saying? And so so we had to come up with a way, again, not compromising who we are, nor compromising whose we are, still keeping the standard of holiness and still keeping the standard of righteousness, but coming with a way that would be appealing to them to say that, you know what, I can get with this. These are cool people, you know. So even now, you got some of them that call me Pastor D. Yo, this Pastor D people, leave him alone. He's good. So it's just like we've made friends. We even crossed over. We did a service called Breaking Barriers and Crossing the Lines, where we just do not minister amongst, quote-unquote, African-Americans. So we said we're gonna break this ice now, because in reality, like I told the church, I'm not African American. I'm actually Haitian. So my whole family is Haitian. So I would love for my family to be able to come to church and enjoy the service just like their own service. So I said we're gonna break the barriers and we're gonna cross lines and we're going to fellowship with other nationalities. So we broke the barriers. We did the first church with the African. First service we did was with the African church. Then we did our next service. We did with a Philippine church, and then we had the Haitian church come. So, you know, and so we've been, you know, doing that lately so that our people would not just be accustomed to their own, but they would know that there are other nationalities that love the Lord just like us.
Absolutely.
You know, they worship just like us, just with a different language and maybe a different flavor of the style of music. But all at the end of the day, it's still worshiping and giving God the glory. So, you know, so I'm just excited about that. So those are like some of the main things. And I was really impressed by going to Bishop T.D. Jakes' leadership conference, which the title of the theme was Breaking Barriers and Crossing the Lines. And they taught so much in reference to that. And just to be there, Nancy, just to see thousands of people from all over the country, all over the globe, from Korea, Japan, Africa, Britain, I mean, people from everywhere was in one location representing the kingdom of God. And I said, you know what? We may be a small ministry, but we want to have a global mentality, and we want to do things on a global aspect. So now we got these young people coming in. Like, we was in Bible study. A young man came in. We was in our jeans. We was in our shirts. You know, we was doing Bible study. I was teaching, and he walked past, and he looked. See, when the weather is nice, I like to keep the door open so they can hear the message out in the street, because if they won't come in, we're going to get the word out. You understand what I'm saying? So we kept the door open, so I'm teaching. He walked past, and then he backed up, and he looked inside, and then I saw him, and I kept on delivering the word, and he was compelled. He came in. He sat in the back, and not only did he sat in the back, he joined in the discussion of our Bible study.
Amen.
And then at the end of the service, he was like, listen, I fell off extremely away from church. I was brought up in church, raised in church. My whole family go to church, but I'm the one that decided to go the other way. He said, listen, I want to come back. And my family, they right now looking for me, and I'm going to go back and tell them I was in church.
Wow.
I was like, wow, amazing. An amazing God. And we're right in the hood. And we... And, you know, some people like, I don't know, it's kind of dangerous there and everything. Well, then if we're not going to go there, who's going to go there besides
right.
the police?
Right.
You know, if we're not going to come there and help them, then who are we going to rely on? Who are we going to leave them up to? You know, all the police going to do is either kill them or put them in jail.
Right. That's the truth.
But we're here to save them. You know, we had a little altercation when we first got there because we did our first youth service outside in the parking lot, had to put all the equipment outside. We had music. We had ministries come out to minister. I delivered the word. People were coming off the bus. There's a bus stop right there, right on the corner of our church, right where the parking lot is. We was having church. People were coming off the bus straight into the gate to just see and hear what was going on. We gave out burgers. We was giving out hot dogs, treats. We call it treats for the streets. We was just giving them away. They were coming in. They got saved. Man. They were getting saved. They were getting delivered, loving everything. We closed down everything after all that was said and done. I had to go preach at another service. And then word was that, well, one of the members was across the street. She took a picture and sent it to me and said, like, yo, somebody just set the church on fire. And so, you know, I stormed out of the church. I had to be. I got there. The fire marshals and all of them were there. And so we canvassed the neighborhood. They were canvassing the neighborhood, seeing if anybody heard anything, seen anything, blah, blah, blah. But there was an older couple that was across the street and was like, yeah, we enjoyed the service. I mean, it was excellent. It was wonderful. But we did hear a group of guys saying that if we think that we was going to take over the neighborhood, then we have another thing coming. And we can show them better than we can tell them. And so, therefore, as the fire marshal said, like, this was arson. Somebody set the garage on fire on its way to the church. Had they not got there on time, then it would have been the church. And so, of course, you know, they have the no snitch policy that goes on. So they didn't want to say who it was or show us who they were. So they just kept it open just to say that they did hear it. But for their sake, they didn't want to say anything in reference to who did it. And so,
wow.
You know, people are like, maybe we should move away. I said, absolutely not. That shows that we're making an impact, and the devil is mad.
That's right.
The devil is mad. And ever since then, it's just been smooth. They've been coming in, and that's where we are. The only struggle right now, but I don't want to say it's a struggle, but we're just in the process of looking for our own building because right now we're renting where we are. So we're just in the
right.
process of looking for our own building so that we could continue to do more things. But I'm so thankful to have this pastor who has been so lenient to say, whatever you need to church, go ahead. And when he invited us to come to the church and said, listen here, we got a place. You're more than welcome to have it here. And so it's like, okay, good. He said, listen here, I know you are starting ministry, so the only thing I'm going to ask you pay monthly is $300. I was like, come again? He said, yeah, $300. He was like, this ain't my church. This is God's church. And who would I to charge you thousands of dollars for a building that he gave to me? If he didn't give it to me, how could I be a blessing to somebody else? But I believe
right.
he gave me this building, not just for our church, but to help other ministries coming up. And he said, you can come here anytime you want. It's $300 a month. I was like, wow. And then we had our first service there. The Holy Ghost moved in there. He said, the Lord spoke to me. He said, for the first 3 months, you don't got to pay nothing. Just pay me in December. And we moved in September. And so September, October, November, we didn't have to pay anything. He said, just come. I was like, wow, an amazing God. An amazing God.
Wow, that is beautiful. Wow.
I'm telling you, when you do things in God's timing, everything will begin to work out in your favor. And if I can share a word of encouragement to any aspiring leader, any aspiring pastor, or even an aspiring artist, wait on God. And don't get distracted by what you see other people doing and the success that they are gaining by what they're doing. Because jealousy is real.
Yeah.
Envy is real. And when you allow that to come into your heart, then you miss out on what God has for you. Because then you're going to try to do this yourself or on your own and say, God, it's taking too long. I need to go ahead and make this happen. And I'm only saying that because it almost happened to me because, truth be told, I was like, okay, we're getting ready to celebrate 15 years, and then I'm seeing people just coming out, and they're gaining all this popularity, all this success, and they traveling here, traveling there. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to allow people, first of all, compare me
mm-hmm.
to another ministry. because then that's when the envy comes in. When people start comparing you, well, look at so-and-so doing this, so-and-so doing that. Well, that's so-and-so. At the end of the day, what God has for you dances for you. What God has for me is for me. You understand what I'm saying? And everyone has their season. And right now, this has been our season of being quiet as far as the music ministry go, and let other people do what they do, you know. But don't. I share this because it's real. It's real because it almost happened to me. But if I wasn't strong in my faith in God, I would have allowed that to control me and control my actions and start doing things on my own just to make things happen. But, you know, we just really just got to wait on God. You know, look what happened with Sarah. She was of age, and then God said, "You won't have a baby." She was like, "You crazy? Like, who are we talking to? This thing don't work no more. This don't work no more, Lord. This got cobwebs and everything. This finished." And God said, "Mark my word. This day you shall have a child." And what happened? She had a child. It's never too late for God to move. You just never know when. It's just being at the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. Wow. Just watching God do amazing things. That's what the enemy wants us to do, to get discouraged when things are happening. But that's what we're supposed to do. My apostle had shared when we were going through different things in our lives how the apostle Paul was sharing and teaching the people that, you know, when the kingdom suffers violence, the violent take it by force, and that is our job.
Yes.
Is when the enemy tries to come and rear his ugly head, we have the authority, and we are all powerful through Jesus Christ. We have the ability to speak. We have the ability to make things happen just by the mention of his name.
Absolutely.
What a privilege and an honor to even have such an awesome God that is all powerful like that, where people try to, you know, think of who he is and, you know, all these different things to try to replace him. But he is an all-powerful God, and I am so humbled, thankful to be able to even consider myself, and he even consider me, you know, being a part of the kingdom of God, and all those that I fellowship with, you know, such as yourself and many that come on and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What an almighty God that we serve.
Absolutely. And your scripture nails it. That is your scripture for your show is my scripture. That's the first scripture I learned when I got saved. I even said it wrong. Even said it wrong when I first got saved. But that is my favorite scripture. And let us not be weary in well doing for a new season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like sometimes, you know, you just got to be careful of your favorite scripture because God will try you.
Right.
The Lord will try you. Okay, that's your favorite scripture. I'm going to test you. And let us not be wearing well doing. Like, okay. So I got to keep doing good until my season comes. So I can't give up. Because then if I give up, then this can't be my favorite scripture. Because the Bible says if you faint not, you will reap. So I can't give up. I can't throw in the towel. I made this the walk of my salvation. I made this the theme of my salvation. So no matter what comes my way, keep doing good.
Absolutely.
No matter what happens, you can't give up because there's other people relying on you. I was just having a moment today at work, and I was just thinking about everything that God's done. While we're in Passion Week, and we're getting ready to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection this weekend, I just had a moment just to say that, listen here, there's always a process to the promise. The people want the promise, but they don't want the process.
Oh, that's tough.
God, if the Lord was selfish, he would have never went through the process. But because he had you, Nancy, he had me and all of the listeners, because he had us in mind, he recognized it was bigger than him. He had to go through the process in order to get to the promise. And we have to learn that we can't focus so much on the process that we lose focus on the promise.
Mm-hmm.
When you focus on the process, then you lose hope for the promise.
Wow. That is so true. And I agree about the scriptures. When you think about, oh, this is my favorite scripture. Oh, I love this scripture. Oh, it means so much. But then you never thought about it until it begins to apply to your life. until it begins to apply to the struggles that come while in ministry, while being saved, while being, you know, in the kingdom of God. You never think about it. And as much as I've tried to change the theme, but I couldn't. And I was like, it just didn't sound right. And I was like, God, but this sounds so perfect for God's Sake and Radio. So I was like, you know what, I just can't help it. I'm going to just leave it. It just fits. And I still don't know why, but as long as I'm going through, I've been going through major, major attacks in my health in the past few years. Just often I've had several surgeries in the beginning stages of the show. I've had different things happen to me throughout the show. Then recently I was experiencing some pain. I don't know what kind. It was nerve pain, but it was some pain shooting through my face. The last few months, and I just couldn't figure out what it was, and I thought it was my teeth because it appeared to be like, you know, I had a chip in my tooth, and I'm thinking maybe it's acting up, let me go to the dentist. No, it's not that. Well, long story short, after going to a maxillofacial doctor, he said, I think you have something called trigeminal neuralgia. Now, let me tell you, trigeminal neuralgia, that pain is no joke. Lord have mercy. But to rule it out, I had to have an MRI of my brain. So I had the MRI, and lo and behold, the end of January, beginning of February, they found a brain tumor, which was pressing on the nerve. Now, it's not cancerous, called a meningioma, but it was growing, apparently, and causing enough damage, so it was time for me to go to a doctor and find out what was wrong. And in the beginning, I was kind of discouraged. But then after a while, I began to think about the word, and I began to pick up my Bible, and I was like, okay, no, this is happening for a reason. I don't know the reason, but I'm not going to get discouraged because of it. So I began to just give God praise, and the more I began to give him praise, the more I began to claim my healing. And I said, I'm not even concerned. I mean, I went through the radiation and all other kind of stuff, the minor surgery, to shrink the tumor because they couldn't go in surgically because it's so deep in my brainstem. But I said, Lord, if you want me to preach, if you want me to minister to the people, if you want me to give what thus saith the Lord, however you choose to do that, whether it be the radio, whether it be you giving me the word of wisdom, however it is, I'm your kingdom. I'm in your kingdom to do your will. I can't do it in pain. I can't do it not being able to talk. It literally debilitated me to the point I could even barely speak. So, long story short, this is our season. No matter what happens to us, and we are here to do exactly what God called us to do. We are not to faint because he is here to do what he needs to do for us, through us. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm looking in my queue. I'm thinking I lost my caller. But praise God, I'm hoping y'all still can hear me. We thank God for an awesome episode, Ministry Encounter here on God So That Can Radio. Pastor Dale, if you're on the line, I can't hear you for some reason. If you want to hang up and call back, I can see you in queue. I don't know what happened, but I cannot dialogue with you anymore. Okay, he heard me, so he'll call back. We don't know what that's about, but the devil is a liar. We are here on God So That Can Radio, doing what we do best, bringing you the best in radio ministry. We appreciate everyone who's tuning in, who has tuned in. I appreciate my listening audience. You know, I was going through my stats, and I was like, wow, you guys are listening. I ain't been on in a while, but you're listening. You're downloading. You're listening. And I'm like, wow, appreciate you all. Absolutely phenomenal that you are even considering listening to God So That Can Radio. I appreciate you all. Our callers should be back in a moment. It takes a moment to dial in and all that good stuff, but I do not know what happened. Okay, I'm getting feedback that they can hear me still, but not the speaker. Okay, I just asked him to call back, so I'm hoping. Okay, there he is. All right, praise God. I don't know what happened, but you're back with us.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was all into
it. It just went
too.
Blank. I'm like, okay. I'm sharing and talking. I'm like, where'd he go? Oh, he's in Cuba. I can't hear. But amen. So anyway, that was my testimony. I don't know what part of it you heard, but I thank God.
I heard it all.
Okay. I just couldn't hear you for some reason. All right.
Right. I was just saying that how many times have we quoted the scripture, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And then as soon as an attack comes, that testimony's out the door.
Right.
Not realizing, see, if people would read it, not realizing when David said that, he wasn't at a happy point of his life. He was under attack. David was under attack. Saul was out to kill this man. And he ran into a brick wall, and he said, you know what? I will bless the Lord at all times. And this praise is, so it's not when you're happy, it's when you say, but he's saying that even while I'm being attacked, even while somebody's up to kill me right now, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Absolutely.
Amen. And that's what we have to continue to do. We got to continue to bless them.
Absolutely. Through it all. My attitude behind everything is, it's like I'm going to behave as I'm healed. And I'm not even going to stress. And I say, God, you got this. You in control. I'm going to get my praise on. And that's what I've been doing ever since. And I always wondered, I said, what would I do if something major in my life happened like this? How would I respond? How would I react? Because I'm around so many people that have so many ailments, you know, physically and all kind of stuff going on. And, you know, those who are not saved go through so much. But then those who are saved, we kind of don't realize how we want to behave if we're really living this thing. But when I realize I'm really living it, oh, my God, what a joy to know that I am going through this with such gladness, such happiness. I am not sad whatsoever or concerned. And when people ask me, how you feel? I feel great. I feel wonderful.
Won't he do it?
What?
Won't he do
it? You better say it. Absolutely.
We definitely
well,
serve
I appreciate
an amazing
you so
God.
Much. What would you like to share? I know you gave your encouraging word, but just give us something, some nuggets of wisdom to, you know, be fed on. You have always done an awesome job being here with me.
If I could say anything, it would piggyback. It might go in and out because I'm connected to the Bluetooth. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. So if I can say anything, I've been dealing with forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
and I've been dealing with that taken from the first word of Jesus Christ when he was on the cross, forgive them for they know not what they do. And I've been really teaching our people not to allow themselves to fall into a spirit or a moment of depression because of an unforgiving heart.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage everyone that's listening, go back to the year when it happened and get delivered from it and forgive the person that did it to you so that you can move on with a healthy, prosperous, and long-living life. No one is worth your life, your sanity, your mentality, your emotion, your spirit, or your soul where you cannot move forward in being who you are because of something that they did. I encourage you to forgive and to move on. The Lord knew to forgive them, even though he said they knew not what they do, because they did not understand that had they known what was going to happen after Jesus gave up the ghost, they would have never did what they did to them. And people only did what they did to you because they didn't know what you would become had they not messed with you. But because they did, now you got to leave them in awe. To say, how in the world could they still have survived after what I put them through? Right now, the devil is still scratching his head trying to figure out how we on this blog radio talk show after all of the attacks that we have survived?
Mm-hmm.
How did we make it through to where we encouraging other people? People of God, leave the enemy in awe. Let this be the year of awe. Just the year of awe. Leave every enemy, leave every hater in awe right now. Let them see how you progressed and not digressed. In
Jesus'
name.
Wow, wow, wow.
Forgive and move on.
I know that's right. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Dale. Thank you so much for just being here with me. Beautiful. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you reaching out again, and we make connection again. I'm thankful. Anytime you know you need me, hit me up, and I will
absolutely be
more than glad.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, bless you, and always know.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. We appreciate you for tuning in and listening to God Said I Can Radio. Oh, my God. I am so happy to be back. It's been a struggle for the last few months, but not a struggle that I couldn't get through. As I said, I shared my testimony earlier, and of course our condolences to the late Pastor Daryl Coley, who has been with us, our guest on today, Pastor Dale Cicerone. Look him up in Optimistic for Christ. Look for his music, look him up on YouTube, get his CDs. He's going to have some new stuff coming out. His CD is awesome to me. I love it. It's beautiful. Now back to Daryl Coley. I am lost for words, saddened, but humbled all at the same time for the opportunity that he had given me by not even knowing me. I did have an opportunity to meet him, and it was just a beautiful connection, a beautiful thing. At the time that I had the moment to meet him, he was blind, and he didn't know what I looked like, but he knew my voice. And I just wanted to say thank you, you know, to his caretaker for always allowing him the moment. Even when he was on his way to the doctor sometime, he would be talking to us while he was riding. He would, you know, call back and say, I'll be back as soon as I'm done with my appointment. I mean, what dedication. I mean, I don't know him, you know, all his life like that, to have major, but just this moment with him was very major, and something I always told myself when I was 14 that I was going to meet him one day, and I did, and just elated, you know, even to the family and the friends and loved ones and those who even thought about me. I got word today that someone mentioned me in one of his blogs that they had wrote, the news on the billboard.com, you know, where he hosted radio with me and everything and mentioned my name in plain writing. And I was actually so shocked, you know, that someone even thought of God Said I Can Radio through all the accomplishments that he's done. I'm humbled, absolutely humbled, that he took the time to be here with me for a little over a year until he got sick again and couldn't do it anymore. But, you know, I was going over some of the interviews and listening to his bubbling personality while he was on. You know, there was times he didn't say much, and times he was talking up a storm, the times he sang, the times he filled in, and then people he wanted to talk to on the radio. It was just a blessing. But just to let you know, listening audience, Lady Nancy here, hostess with the mostest, is back on the radio. We are here, and we are looking for no breaks in between except when I'm just unavailable and not able to do it, but nothing concerning things happening in my life that try to discourage me and stop me from doing what I do best. I am one of the greatest hostess with the mostest on the radio, and I love doing what I do. I love doing ministry. I love talking with people. I love sharing, and I love that you listen and take the time to even think it not robbery to go back to listen to the old stuff. And it's actually not old. It just happened, you know, a long while ago. But just the growth that has taken place since we began up until now, I appreciate you, and I thank you for those who kept me encouraged, those who definitely just root me on, and my spiritual mom, and different people, Lady Donna, who I've heard from recently, Peggy Pearl. They were young ladies that came on and shared with me and just thought it not robbery to continue, even when I wasn't on the air, to keep me uplifted. Just keep them in prayer for their own personal needs and wants. But it's been a pleasure, and I thank God for the opportunities and everyone that has come my way here on God's Dedicated Radio. I appreciate you so much, and I thank God and hope you have enjoyed another ministry encounter here on God's Dedicated Radio. Remember, the man of God talked about forgiveness. He talked about leaving the enemy in awe. Just leave him in awe so that God get the glory out of your life. Learn to forgive. Let us be who we've been called to be in these last and evil days, and we appreciate you. We will be back tomorrow, and we have an awesome pastor coming out of, actually, I'm from New York, so I'm in New York streaming via World Wide Web, and the gentleman coming on tomorrow is Pastor Bolton, Robert Bolton, and he will be with us tomorrow at 5 o'clock by way of Newburgh, New York, and I am so excited. Ever since we have connected, he has just been a blessing, and we got this new thing that ain't new, but it's something that we're exercising at this moment, that we're facing in this hour concerning the things that have tried to hit my body and stuff like that. But he will be with us 5 o'clock tomorrow. People are already hitting up the page where I sent out the announcement and everything. Look me up on Twitter at Miss Make It Happen. Miss Make It Happen is MIS1S. Twitter, LadyNancy73 on Facebook. And just Google God So That Can Radio, and it'll just pull up definitely all the different shows and our page and all that good stuff. And I just so appreciate you all. It has been a blessing, and I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you so, so much. So we're getting out of here, and we're going to just take you out on how precious Jesus is. God bless you all, and good night.
Lord, we invoke thy presence, thy precious Holy Spirit. Anoint these, your people, as we offer you the sacrifice of praise. Lord, perfect our praise as we lift our hearts and lips in song.
Straight.
Oh, we praise you, Lord. We lift your hand. Hallelujah. Lift those hands and bless you. Bless you. Oh, God. Glory, glory. Blessed be you. Oh, God.